Welcome back to Sports Day. Time now for our Perth Wildcats update for Camera Electronic, Australia's largest photographic store. And nice to have Kevy White on the program. Kev, welcome, mate. How are you going?
Yeah, doing all right. We're, everyone's back on court and just looking forward to playing some games next week.
Now, just take us through catching COVID, mate, because there's a lot of people over here that are worried about it. And, you know, that's something that has been a very hot topic over the last 24, 48 hours. In fact, it's probably been 2 years, to be honest.
Yeah, so it probably a bit of a shock to us. We thought we'd last a little bit longer than about a week to it getting into camp. We sat down as a team in Adelaide and kind of had a chat about the restrictions we were under and put a few more restrictions on what we would do in certain circumstances in terms of allowing friends and family into kind of our bubble, I guess. And from there, travelled to Cairns. Obviously, the games got cancelled in Adelaide and Brisbane, and we went to Cairns, and we're not really sure how it got into the camp, but, it kind of hit the group a bit hard and rocked the group pretty early. So all over and done with now. Few guys still in isolation, waiting out their 7-day period, and we've had several guys back on court, which has been unreal. And thankfully, so far so good, and everyone's recovered pretty well.
Kevin, what was the medical advice once it was established you had COVID in terms of looking after yourself to resume your season?
Yeah, so it's it hit different people different ways. I know some guys weren't really affected and other guys didn't realize they had it. Like my circumstance was I was actually on court and about halfway through one of our sessions just felt like I got hit by a train. It rocked me a little bit that day and just kind of felt like the flu, really, to be honest. And you get 7 days from testing positive. I tested positive that day. And 7 days recovery, just kind of laying low, as you would do if the flu hit you that hard, I guess. And from there, it's kind of easing our way back in. We've been lucky enough that they've given us a week into our first game. So that'll put 10 of us on court for next Tuesday. So, just taking it easy. The last few days haven't really been anything too stressful, just shooting and casual workouts. But we kind of met with a doctor. Our doctors back in WA have been communicating with some doctors here in Tassie, and we've just kind of cruised through that process in getting back on court. Obviously, if guys have had symptoms, I think a couple guys who are meant to get out this week won't be on court with us when we go to Adelaide, which is unfortunate, but it's better to be safe than sorry and not rush these guys back into it because we've been laid up in bed and in our rooms for a week, and getting onto court, it's a process and a build-up process to get back into that, match fitness.
And Kev, you've been on the road for a little while, obviously, prior to that, and you've been getting the job done, sitting up there on top of the table with 5 wins from the 6 games that you've played. So you've been doing a lot right, and as a team, you'd be pretty pleased with where you're at, but the challenge is still ahead.
Yeah, exactly. We kind of wanted to get out of that first 5 games. We thought 4-1 was probably the baseline of where we wanted to be. Pretty disappointed with losing that Brisbane game that we did, but it at 5-1 you can't really complain. And every team's had this break right now, and it's kind of like a little reset, and we've got to come out firing and get probably our. It'll be nice to get home and be 10-2. 9-3 around that mark when we return home on February 5th.
I thought there's a huge upside given what we saw at RAC Arena, and Undermann had plenty of players out injured. Those respective players are starting to make their way back into the training and obviously the playing schedule, so there's a lot to like about what could happen.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's probably the beauty of the roster is what, Danny Mills and Scott... Mike Kelly, and then you've also got Luke Brennan, who's been here for a while. The coaching staff have done an unbelievable job of putting together a roster that's well balanced, and I think with the pieces out that we've had, Mitch Norton, possible was my pick for Defensive Player of the Year last year, and to add him back into the mix, and then Todd Blanchfield's missed games here and there, and also Hodgie Fraser's started to find his feet and get work his way into some game shape. So it's been kind of nice to have this kind of little break and kind of hit a refresh, but at the same time, we want to play some games and continuing to work on the structures on the floor.
What has Scott Morrison been like, mate? Obviously, he was shut up in quarantine when he arrived here in Perth, here in Western Australia, and the assistant coaches had taken the reins to help, just build up that initial part of the season. But just looking at him on the sidelines, he looks pretty composed just looking in from the outside.
Yeah, he's been unreal for this group. I think, Trevor was unreal last year for us in circumstances in terms of being on the road with COVID, and Scott went through it all as well in the NBA bubbles and the NBA hubs that they had. So he's been through it before, and he's kind of been a bit of a shining light for us in terms of his perspective on things and just the way he's carried himself through it. It's been awesome for the group. You know, we get into video sessions and he knows when the mood is a bit down and he'll make things a bit lighthearted. And, and even at training when we're missing guys or something like that, different guys are out for different reasons, he's been unreal in terms of being able to adapt and make things work for whatever circumstances have come our way. And that's probably the challenge this year, is the team that comes out of these circumstances and different situations the best and adapts to those things is probably going to, put themselves in a good position to win the championship. And Scott's doing an unbelievable job of holding everyone accountable to that.
Thanks for having a chat, mate, and all the best for Tuesday. Take care.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.